go ahead and take a comfortable position. Make sure your body is alert, yet relaxed. And now allow yourself to bring your attention to right here, right now, this current moment. You might feel your body against your seat. Feel the pressure of where the body contacts the seat. You might bring your attention to what you can hear in this moment. You can hear the sound of my voice. Maybe you can hear sounds in your environment. Notice what you can hear right now. And now bring your attention to your breath and feel your next breath. The inhale and the exhale. Really allow yourself to arrive right here in this moment through your body and senses. So we're going to do an exercise here on utterly bringing our attention to now. Really allowing our attention to be right here, right now. None of us have ever escaped now. We're always just here in the now. The mind will struggle to be in the present moment, which is so funny, like if you really had to struggle to be in the present moment. We're always already in the present moment. None of us have ever escaped now. You may be thinking about something that happened before or something that might happen. You may be dreaming about something else. You may be here now and wishing you were somewhere else. You may be here now and fantasizing about something else, but you've never actually gotten away from now. You've never gotten away from this very instant. Just when your attention is on thought, you're deluded to thinking you're somewhere else. But your body and your senses are always just here, right now. One way to feel into the now is to sacrifice something. Something has to be let go of in order for your consciousness to completely open to what's happening now. What has to be let go of is the past and the future. That's all that has to be sacrificed. So in this instant, if you sacrifice your past and just put it aside, and if you sacrifice your future, so whatever you hope will happen, You just put that aside. Whatever you imagine may happen, the person you may be tomorrow, everything you've wanted to change that you may achieve in your future, you just put all that aside. So you put the past aside and you put the future aside. So there's no running away from the past and there's no running towards the future. And that's the entryway into what's occurring right now, the current moment. The current moment is just reality. The current moment's not some weird place other than here. When you're thinking about your past and your future, that's when you're not actually here. That's when you're missing your life, when you're missing the current moment. So if one was to let go of the past for the moment, in this moment, this isn't an exercise where I'm saying, listen to what I have to say and then do it tomorrow. Rather, can you really do this right now? And don't worry about letting go of your past and future. They won't leave you for good. The second we're done with this exercise, they'll be right there waiting for you. You won't be rid of them. But just give yourself the gift for a few minutes here and just let your mind relax. Let go of the past and future with your mind. As soon as these minutes are up, you can think about them again. So what happens when you let go of past and future? Because immediately, at the instant you let go of past and you let go of projection into the future, something becomes available. The first thing you notice when you let go of past and you let go of future, something that might happen, is all of a sudden you don't know who you are anymore. Because you've defined yourself entirely from the past, what has happened, sometimes what you're running away from, or what you accomplished. In the future, what may happen and what you're moving towards. That's how we define ourselves. That's who you think you are. It's defined by the past and the future. And if you put the past and future aside, because after all, they're only abstractions, aren't they? They're only thoughts. The past is nothing but a memory. It's nothing that other than a mental projection in your head. There's not one scrap of 2 seconds ago that you can drag back into this moment. All you can drag back into this moment is a memory. And the future is projection. Both of them occur only in the mind. One of them through memory of the past, the other one through projection into the future. This is called a virtual world. It's living in a world that doesn't actually exist. The past and future don't actually exist. They've become memory and projection. So you kind of lose yourself when you step out of the past and future. In other words, you don't know how to define yourself anymore. So just sense that. You can actually operate from this space of not knowing. So you don't need to be afraid of it. So right now, really dig deep with your being and drop the question in, who am I without a past? This may sound abstract, but if you actually try it on, if you actually do it, you may surprise yourself. What are you without 1 minute to go? Because 1 minute ago, you probably had parents, you had a job, you had what you liked and didn't like, you have your friends. All of that might have existed 1 minute ago, but actually in this instant, your mind is just creating it as a memory, and it defines who you think you are. What happens when you start to let it go? Who are you if you don't refer to a thought about yourself? What is it to start to let go of what might happen? You start to experience an inward, very simple, but very profound silence. A gap. A pause. It's not a silence that you're achieving through effort. It's an effortless silence. Who are you without the thoughts of your past? And whatever has happened in the past, even that can be let go of as a memory. So that all of you can actually be here in a way that's not corrupted by memory of the past or projection into the future. So you're not only letting go of some of the things you might want to let go of, but you're also letting go of some of the best things that you would want to remember, that you let them go anyways, just for the moment. You can always run back to them. I guarantee they'll be there. You may wish they weren't, but they'll be there. You've probably heard of the unknown, or not knowing, or beginner's mind. But this is what not knowing actually means. This is what being in the now actually means. Not dwelling in past and not dwelling in future. What are you when you're not defined by the past or the future? You see, immediately your consciousness enters into that experience, that dimension of the unknown. Because your mind doesn't know how to define you except through the past and future. The truth is, you're still here when you drop thoughts of the past and the future. There's something still here that's totally alive, thriving, and vital. It's your true anchor. And your true home, your being here outside of thought, your aliveness, your senses. You don't have to earn your way to it. You don't have to effort or work hard. Instead, you just drop your ideas about yourself and your life. And just relax into the life that's here in this moment. Just relax into your liveness that's here in the now. Just feel into the space between thoughts. What does it feel like for you to drop past and future? Who are you without your past? Who are you without your ideas of how you want your future to be? And now we're coming to the end of this exercise. And so take a few full deep breaths. And rejoin the room.